There was a time when kids didn't sit in classrooms listening to lectures. Instead, they were outside with elders, studying nature and how to survive. Today, some schools in Europe and the United States are returning to forests and fields, lakes, creeks, and beaches to learn.
They are surrounded by so many interesting things that they want to explore and discover and learn more about.
Eric Anderson heads the Free Union Country School, a private primary school in rural Albemarle County, with about 70 students.
I think there's also a lot of research that suggests how being outside is good for kids' cognitive and social well-being, how it helps to steady them, helps with attention issues.
Free Union was already committed to outdoor education, but it doubled down when COVID hit, convening a panel of medical experts to advise teachers and administrators, building 4 large tents on the 7-acre campus, buying lap desks and portable seats for students, and limiting the size of each class.
The Commonwealth was still in stage 1 of the pandemic, where you could only have gatherings of no more than 10 people. And so we limited every class size to 9 students and 1 teacher.
That way, even if extreme weather forced students inside, social distancing was possible. But Anderson says kids were actually able to learn outside 90 to 100% of each day.
All right, you guys ready?
This mild March afternoon, Marguerite Bruner's first grade is studying language arts on the banks of a stream.
Grumbling, stumbling, fumbling all the day, fluttering, stuttering, muttering away.
It's natural for them. They're very energized when they're outside.
This is how the brook talks. Bubbling as it goes.
Second and third grade teacher Blair Amberley adds that one outdoor topic can lead to many different disciplines.
We have 6 rows, so each row will have a new seed in it.
A lesson on food insecurity, for example, led students to plant apple trees, herbs, and vegetables that could feed people without too much effort.
From that, there was a lot of reading and writing and journaling, and there's certain math to measure out the circle around the tree and to order soil. And there was a lot of science, the whole array of insects and critters that you don't want getting in.
And everyone learned to dress for the weather.
My mom got me bibs, like hunter bibs. So I'm packed and loaded with warmth.
My galoshes are insulated, so they have nice warm stuff on the inside.
Basically, the entire winter, I just wore my sweatshirt and sometimes my gloves. I don't get cold very easily.
In the early stages of the pandemic, some faculty members wondered if holding in-person classes, even outside, was safe. But as the weeks passed, Amberley says their confidence grew.
As more information about the virus was communicated, it really did feel pretty safe, and I felt really comfortable coming every day. And the mental health aspect of being here in person with students versus being on a screen with 8- and 9-year-olds is so huge for both the students and for the teachers.
All of this might sound reasonable for a small private elementary school, but what about a large public university? Beyond scientific study, is there a place for outdoor education on campus? In our next report, we'll visit James Madison University and a professor of journalism who's winning rave reviews for conducting all of his classes outside. In Albemarle County, I'm Sandy Houseman.